One of the key factors in Scott Morrison's victory was his campaign against Labor's franking credit policy. The Coalition branded Labor's proposal a retiree tax that would damage self-funded retirees. On the broader economy, the Fitch Ratings Agency has reaffirmed Australia's AAA credit rating, but it is warning the new government that it faces challenges. Here's the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Labor's franking credits policy infuriated investors, but especially self-funded retirees who'd used the legal mechanism to get tax refunds on dividends to bankroll their retirements. In the expectation of a Labor victory, fund manager Jeff Wilson had already booked tickets to Canberra to lobby independents, crossbenchers and minority parties like One Nation to have the so-called retirement tax killed in the Senate.
Totally unexpected and I'm a little bit amazed.
But now, even with Labor's defeat, Jeff Wilson says Labor's franking credits bet was a massive underestimation that caused unnecessary anxiety for some retirees.
I don't think anyone understood the really sad human stories. You know, one of the emails I received over the weekend from one of our shareholders just thanking me, it was saying pretty much for the last 18 months he's been waking up at 3 or 4 in the morning worrying about how he's going to survive. And he said his first full night's sleep was on Saturday night. So to me, this is a phenomenal relief.
Do you believe Labor's policy on franking credits really was the tipping point in the election?
Labor totally underestimated the impact that their franking credit policy was going to have on all Australians, not only the retired Australians, but their children and their grandchildren. And we did a survey of our shareholders, and 47% said that their children or grandchildren would change their vote because of this franking policy. So it was the intergenerational impact.
With a victory under its belt and Prime Minister Scott Morrison declaring a miracle, will he need another one to deal with a slowing economy and global headwinds? Speaking from Hong Kong, Fitch Ratings Associate Director Jeremy Zook reaffirmed Australia's AAA credit rating and was cautiously confident that a forecast budget surplus for next year still looks on track.
The re-election of the coalition government, we really expect that to bring broad policy continuity. And certainly the coalition government has done a good job of putting Australia on a trajectory of reaching a fiscal surplus by next year.
Do you see any headwinds that might threaten that return to surplus in the next financial year?
Certainly headwinds are growing. In Australia, you're dealing with some domestic headwinds. So the housing market is one area of concern that we're looking at. You're also looking at growing external headwinds. You're dealing with a slowing global environment, and added to that, you have U.S.-China trade tensions, which have really re-escalated in the past couple weeks and given Australia's trade ties to China.
And with that slowing economy in Australia, we have unemployment on the rise, wages growth is slow or there's no growth at all, and also Australia's Reserve Bank looks like cutting interest rates perhaps twice this year. That's a pretty big challenge for the new government.
Yes, it is. If the unemployment rate starts to tick up and revenue collection isn't quite as robust as it has been over the past couple years, that could certainly pose some downside risk to achieving the budget surplus by next year and over the forecast horizon.
The Australian share market predictably bounced on the coalition victory and was more than 1% higher in late morning trade.
That's the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.